In news from the federal government today, we're told that the federal government wants to make our cities cooler by planting more trees. The acting cities minister, Greg Hunt, wants to improve the health and quality of life in the city by increasing urban canopies. According to the minister, some treeless streets can get dangerously hot when the mercury rises, putting the very young and the very old at risk. Greg Hunt, the Minister for the Environment and the Acting Minister for Cities, joins us on the line for a brief chat. G'day, Minister. Good afternoon to you.
And g'day, Ben.
You want to plant more trees?
Yeah, we do. We have, for Western Sydney, a million trees that we'll work on with councils and local communities. And I think we've already contracted 750,000 of those. And around the country, there are 20 million trees that we'll be putting into urban or near-urban areas. It's pretty simple that it's a better environment for people to live in. It's around the world, there's incredibly strong evidence that the more green cover in terms of trees and parks, the cooler an area. It's, as an example, and this is a pretty common example, I think it's about 31 degrees in Sydney, according to what I checked just before coming on air, and 34 degrees in Penrith at the moment, and that's a pretty common difference, give or take a degree or two, but you know, three degrees, 4 degrees, it's often that difference between the two on hot days. And the more greenery, the better air quality, the cooler the area, the better living quality for families in the area.
Is it just me? I feel that when I visit wealthier suburbs, you sometimes I get out of the car or you drive through and you go, oh, look at all these beautiful trees lining the street.
Look, I think that one of the facts of life is that you know, many older suburbs have established trees, and we should not accept less than high quality suburbs for everyone. And that means we can plant more trees. It shouldn't be a wealthier, less wealthy divide. This is one of the things we can actually control. And that's why we're putting a million trees into Western Sydney. But we'd encourage councils, around the country, but especially in Western Sydney, to join us, and they have been good. We're working with them and families and others. The more trees that are planted, there's no question, it makes a difference to fresh air, lungs of the city, cleaner air, air quality, but also, as you say, a cooler, genuinely measurably cooler environment.
I'm just thinking about the practicalities here, and I don't want to be glass half empty in any way, but the more trees you plant in streets like this, the more interference you're going to have with power lines, right?
Look, people manage trees all around the country. Australians are pretty good at that, and there are always trade-offs, but I would guess that the majority of people, the vast majority, would rather live in a street with trees and have to manage any issues with the power lines than not have the trees. If you can do that, improves the quality of life, and frankly, for kids, it's a much nicer environment, and for everybody, it's a cooler environment. And the raw economic argument is, if you can moderate the temperatures naturally, not only do people want to live there, but it'll help with savings on electricity bills.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate.
Greg Hunt, the Minister for the Environment, Acting Minister for the Cities.